Tell you what, it could not have been simpler. I logged into the new My COVID Record website. A big banner up the top warned me that the website is still under development and might have a few hiccups. But it was seamless for me. I entered my identification details and soon the confirmation stared me back in the face. Jack Renfrey Tame. As of Thursday, October 7th, 2021, officially double vaccinated for COVID-19. I could show my name and a little QR code, my NHI number, proof of vaccination. Easy as that. The development of a vaccine passport, or whatever you want to call it, a vaccine pass, a vaccine certificate, I'm sure we'll all coalesce around one name soon, is another little milestone in our response to COVID. In my opinion, it's taken far too long to get to this point. The passport system should have been under development as soon as we ordered vaccines, if only as an insurance policy. Despite similar systems being used in countries all over the world, as recently as August, Jacinda Ardern was ruling out requiring a vaccine passport inside New Zealand. But Delta and the drop-off in our vaccination rates has changed all of that. At the very least, you'll need confirmation of your vaccination status to attend big events over summer. Personally, though, I think we should go even further. I think with a few exceptions, all businesses and organisations should have the right to deny access to people who've chosen not to be vaccinated by using the vaccine passport system. We should allow legitimate medical exemptions, of course. And, you know, regardless of their vaccination status, Kiwis should be able to access essential services. So everyone should be able to go to the supermarket or to the doctor. But I reckon any discretionary venue, so restaurants, cafes, theatres, libraries, retail shops, any of those should be allowed to demand proof of vaccination before letting someone inside. This is already the setup overseas. 2 weeks ago, Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, who's not vaccinated, staged a photo op in New York for which he ate pizza while standing on the sidewalk. As an unvaccinated person, he wasn't allowed inside. But that was his choice. Good riddance, as far as I'm concerned. Now, it's important to note, a vaccine passport system is quite different to a flat-out, blunt, nationwide vaccine mandate. We won't be forcing everyone to be vaccinated. You can still choose not to get the jab, but there'll be consequences for the choice. You know, the way I look at it, refusing a vaccine is a bit like smoking. So as far as I'm concerned, you can choose to smoke a cigarette. The health impacts are well documented, but that's on you. However, the moment that your choice impacts upon my health, the moment that I'm sucking in secondhand smoke, we've got a problem. Your freedom to smoke a cigarette in a restaurant impacts my freedom not to get lung cancer. The primary reason someone should get vaccinated is because the science is clear. Vaccinations protect our health. Vaccinations protect us from COVID-19. But a person's choice not to get vaccinated impacts us all. If someone's not prepared to contribute to the greater good of society, why should they benefit from a society's collective rewards?